This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. We're going to take you to a dangerous place you may not hear much about, but it's one that's having growing impact on American security. There is a thriving black market every day in the shadow of the border linking Mexico and Guatemala. There are increasing fears about spillover effects in the U.S. from what's happening in that area. The U.S. is spending millions to help Mexico secure that border, but the problem keeps getting worse. Marfa Public Radio's Lauren Madelon takes us to southern Mexico.
Daybreak on the river, the workday's begun. It's a different kind of commute. 100-pound bags of Mexican corn are stacked on a wood pallet that sits on top of a huge inner tube. Destination, Guatemala. To get there, you cross the Rio Suchiate.
So I just live better over here, more freely, free living Mexico.
That man says he was on his way to the U.S. when he found a lucrative no man's land. A wide-open river on a heavily crossed border, the choke point in Central America for migrants heading north, and just about everything else, food, oil, weapons, moving both ways. After thousands of unaccompanied Central American children made it to the U.S. border in 2014, Washington committed at least $100 million to help Mexico secure its southern border. Mexico crafted its own southern border plan, but you'd never know it on the river.
Amigo!
In a country where the truth is often elusive and opaque, it's widely believed the idea of Mexico actually sealing the border is a platitude. Words, because the political will just isn't there.
The reason they don't do nothing is because the police and the authorities, they make money also.
Leonardo Perez lives near the border.
Because they get a cut of the action, so they don't make any move to stop anyone.
This isn't just his take. Responsibility for stopping river traffic rests with Mexico's immigration agents. But Mexico says allegations of corruption against immigration agents rose 52% in the first 13 months of Mexico's southern border plan. Everyone takes advantage of people crossing here, says Jordan Matus, an accountant at a migrant shelter. He says too many fingers in the pie to stop anything. He's not alone.
Migration has become a business for the people who live around the borders.
That's Matus' friend Carla Samudio, a Honduran with legal status in Mexico.
Because they know that they bring money and they take that money from them.
Market dynamics are also driving trade. The spread between the Mexican peso and the Guatemalan quetzal means Mexico's a bargain for Guatemalans. After shopping in Mexico, they ask, why bother with customs forms and declarations when you can cross undetected? In El Carmen, Guatemala, I'm Lorne Madelon for Marketplace.